It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
We've been on the air for almost 4 years now. And in those 4 years, we've developed traditions. And one of my favorites is during the Superb Owl Week. We always talk to one of our absolute favorites in the country music world.
I'm going to fight for him. He's my favorite.
Okay. You do enjoy him a little bit better than me, especially when his shirt is off. It is none other than Jordan Davis. And Jordan, if you follow him on Instagram, you know he's kind of a gambler. But whenever he gambles, he turns into his alter ego of Shades Davis.
I think he doesn't want to admit that he's such a big gambler. Right, so he has to come up with an alter ego.
And the first year, you know, we just asked him, you know, hey, what are your picks for the Superb Owl?
Yeah, who do you think's going to win?
And it was just strictly for bragging rights. And here was his pick.
Philadelphia Eagles will be the champions of the National Football League. On the last drive, Jalen Hurts gets them down, gets them to field goal range, kicks a field goal to steal it. 24-20, Philadelphia Eagles.
As we all know, that was incorrect, as the Chiefs were the winners of that one, 38-35.
Okay.
So, you know, for one. But the next year we said, you know what, let's raise the stakes a little bit. Let's pit Shades Davis against Jordan Davis. So whatever Shades pick, Jordan's will take the opposite, and we'll see who can win between Shades and Jordan. And here was his pick for last year.
Kansas City Chiefs by four.
By four.
Yep, that offense is, I think they're just a hair better than the 49ers.
Okay.
I still think 49ers are a great team.
Yeah.
I don't see Brock Purdy being able to beat Patrick Mahomes.
And he was right there. The score's a little bit off. The Chiefs won 25-22. Shades beat Jordan in the overall game winner. If you're any sort of fan of Jordan and have any grasp on his tour schedule, you probably know he's currently in Australia. So Melissa and I were very worried that we would not hear from him this week during the Superb Owl.
Well, ending because this is our
tradition.
Thing, right?
Yeah. However, we were surprised to receive a voice message from Jordan Davis, a.k.a. Shades Davis himself.
Melissa and Austin, Shades Davis here. Some people call me Jordan. We're here to pick the big game. We got a team going for a three-peat, something that's never been done in NFL history. And then we got a scrappy team out of Philadelphia. Patrick Mahomes is probably favored in this game. The Chiefs are probably supposed to win this, but they're not going to win this, mainly because of a guy on the Eagles. It's a fellow named Jordan Davis. Strong name, probably the strongest name ever. Eagles are going to win this one. They're going to win it 27-24. There's a lot riding on this bet, so I'm really hoping the Birds pull this out. Thank you guys so much for the support. Go Birds.
So he said there's a lot riding on this.
There are two things true about that. There is a Philadelphia Eagle named Jordan Davis. And there is a lot riding on this because this year we are raising the stakes even higher.
Oh, yeah. Well, we put ourselves into this one pretty hard and heavy, and we've got a couple really big bets.
So if the Philadelphia Eagles come out victorious, like he said, then we have to rebrand our show to Melissa and Austin, brought to you by Jordan Davis for an entire week. Melissa and Austin, brought to you by Jordan Davis here on US 99, Jordan Davis's country station.
Sure, it's fair enough. Fair enough. However, if Jordan Davis / Shades Davis loses, then Jordan / Shades has to record a video just absolutely positively confessing his love for us.
And then Melissa's going to save that video and make it her desktop background. I don't even know how that's even possible. Okay, so the stakes have been set. Let the best man or the best team win. You're going down, Jordan, a.k.a. Shades.